broadcasting from Liverpool to the northwest of England, North Wales and beyond, this is MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, on AM and online at mar.me.uk. You can contact us through Facebook by searching MAR Pirates, email mar@rock.com, or text 07504 464 678. MAR, the continuing sound of free radio.
Merseyland Alternative Radio. The music lives on across Liverpool and beyond. We are MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin, good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Until we get some, we won't go until we get some, we won't go until we get some, so bring it right here.
Good tidings we bring to you and your kin, good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Crimbo. Yes, the Revs with you. It's 8:30. It's Christmas Day. Have you had a nice day? Oh, yes. I hope you've all had a lovely day. We're not feeling too sick after eating and drinking too much. Yes, stay with the Rev. We're going to bring you some general silliness to try and brighten up one of the most boring nights of the year. Welcome into MAR. It's Christmas Day 2013.
Come on, Mel. How about put it a cracker?
I mean, look at you, darling. I think I already have. Good.
This much fun since Two Little Boys was number one. If my friends could see me now, how do I look?
Ridiculous.
You little tease. A dance, Kimberly?
How long is that exactly?
Hmm.
You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear
together now.
Voices singing, let's be jolly. Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Tra la 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 la.
Are you getting on then?
Oh, bless up, where are we getting out of my head, mate?
Haven't you got any plates then?
No, 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 I've got a wrap around my little finger.
Oh, that sounds painful.
Yeah, is yeah, but she wouldn't have any left if I introduced you, would she?
I feel like a spare bit of Ollie.
What are you talking about?
Green and surrounded by bricks.
Come on, Melly Puts, let's get on with it.
Here's trouble.
Coming, Kimmy Coo.
Kimmy Moscow. Coming, Kimmy Coo.
Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
Root beer, anyone?
Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
There's plenty of pumpkin pie left.
So who's listening to us on a new smartphone or tablet that Santa brought them, eh? Tune in radio, MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio. The best radio station in the world, really. It's Christmas night and we're going to try and entertain you on this Christmas evening where, yeah, it's sometimes a bit boring, telly's rubbish, you're feeling sick, and well, best thing to do, stick with MAR. We've got the very best in entertainment all night. And talking about feeling a bit sick, Lancashire Hot Pots have a remedy for that.
Ooh, all right, cockers. My guts are in absolute turmoil. Enough for me, all this rich food, crackly, ale, not to mention old shorts and stuff. Oof. My guts are absolutely ragged. I've had crackers and Stilton and all sorts of cold meats. I've drank 24 Carlsberg before the Queen's speech. Now my belly's in pain, I'm never drinking again. I'd do anything for some Gaviscon. I've had brandy for breakfast, feel like bringing it back. Me nana's homemade trifle was a delightful morning snack. I don't know what to do, I feel like I'm gonna spew. I'd do anything for some Gaviscon. Me guts are trembling, will I ever learn? Been stuffing my face, and now it's heartburn. I ate a whole tin of roses, it should have been an omen. Now I just wish that the chemist was open. Been eating for Britain, will I ever learn, yeah? To stop eating Pringles, and think about my hiatus hernia. Now I feel like spending Christmas on the bog. I'm choked, and please no jokes about chocolate logs. Oof, no. I've had crackers and Stilton and all sorts of cold meats. I've drank 24 Carlsberg before the Queen's speech. Now me belly's in pain, I'm never drinking again. I'd do anything for some Gaviscon. I've had brandy for breakfast, feel like bringing it back. Me nana's homemade trifle was a delightful morning snack. I don't know what to do, I feel like I'm gonna spew. I'd do anything for some Gaviscon. I've had too much Christmas cake, now me guts are wrecked. Much more of this, and I'll be phoning NHS Direct. But I couldn't resist the roasties or those beautiful pigs in blankets. When I saw the turkey on the table, I knew I had for splank it. I had six chocolate oranges, ooh, they were incredible. I ate the decorations on the tree, ooh, I hope they were edible. But now I'm a broken man, I'm not normally this placid. I trade all of my Christmas presents for just one antacid. I've had crackers and Stilton and all sorts of cold meats. I've drank 24 Carlsberg before the Queen's speech. Now me belly's in pain, I'm never drinking again. I'd do anything for some Gaviscon. I've had brandy for breakfast, I feel like bringing it back. Me nana's homemade trifle was a delightful morning snack. I don't know what to do, I feel like I'm gonna spew. I'd do anything for some Gaviscon.
Gaviscon.
Oh, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. Thank the Lord, it's only once a year. I don't think my guts can cope with it, to be honest. You know, all that acid, all that food, all that fat, all that lead, all that crackling. It's proper done my guts a right up, so I'll tell you. Feel like I could eat the White Cliffs of Dover. Just suck on the chalk. What a remedy, that'd be beautiful. Nice and calming. And you get the sea breeze in your hair. Beautiful. Oh, can't imagine. I think I've just invented a new antacid remedy.
The number you have reached is...
M-A-R.
I think there's a few of us feeling the way the Lancashire Hot Pots were then. Yes, Gaviscon, anyone? There must be some around this studio somewhere if I have a little look. I don't know, yes, the Bev is off to find some Gaviscon while you listen to a lovely track by Kayak. This is Letters from Utopia on MAR.
So this is goodbye. Though it is far from over, we've come to a crossroads in we
Reaching you wherever you may go. Talent ship loads of stars.
brightening up your Christmas Day evening here on MAR. This is The Rev with you through until 10 o'clock. And that was to Klaus and The Substitute. And we're just bringing some of the very best in tracks tonight to try and entertain you on one of the most boring nights of the year. Like this one from Ice House. From 105.1 and all around the world at mar.me.uk. This is Merseyland Alternative Radio. It's Christmas Day evening. As I keep trying to stop myself saying Christmas Eve, it's Christmas Day evening. And we're trying to play you some tracks you might have forgotten and bring a smile to your face this Christmas night.
Hey, hey, Paula. No one else could ever do. I've waited so long for school.
To marry you too. wishes we've made will come true.
Paul and Paula, and hey, Paula, I think we might go on a bit of a name front here. How about this one from David and Jonathan? And I'll have to play this rather for our listener of the very same name over there in Birkenhead. Hope you've had a lovely Christmas. Well, I think we'll have just one more of these name-related tracks before we all, like, get too depressed. That was a bit of a, I don't know, a bit of a sad song, really, in some ways. Well, that's a sad sort of chord to it. This one, however, is quite a great track. I love this one. This is by Up and Running. This is Merseyland Alternative Radio 105.1, bringing you the very best in entertainment right across the Christmas and the New Year period.
Clapping thing, yeah. Johnny and Marie were soul lovers, whistling a smile of mine in his pocket. They were going downtown, gonna shoot the whole world down. Johnny was smart, Marie was pretty, he was bright, she was witty. They were made for each other, never needed any other lover. Worked in Nelly for years. He was sick of being told to look through a career. Finally, the letter came. At the top of the letter was Johnny's name. It said, start on Monday. Johnny prayed on Sunday. He said, go, 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 Johnny. Show them what you made up. Johnny made me proud. Johnny should know all that. Go, go, go,
little girl they called her Rosetta. Then along came another little baby brother. We was always good with money, saved what you could, and a job on the honey for a holiday. Dreamed of flying away. Eventually we had the summer came, after beating all the bushes and went for Spain. Finally, the ticket scan. Printed on the ticket was Johnny's name. I said, fly on Monday. Johnny prayed on Sunday. We said, go, 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 Johnny. Show them what you made of, Johnny, make me proud. Johnny should know I done. Go, 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 Johnny. Show them what you made of, Johnny, make me proud. Johnny should know I done. Years went by to hide a happy life. Little Johnny Jr. found himself a wife. Johnny and Marie were proud to say the bride left the picture on a wedding day. They got wed on Saturday. Johnny prayed on Sunday.
Do it, Marie said. Oh yeah, baby.
Go, 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 Johnny. Show them what you made of, Johnny. Make me proud. Johnny should know all that. Go, 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 Johnny. Show them what you made of, Johnny. Make me proud. Johnny should know all that. Show them what you made up, Johnny, make me proud. Johnny shut the whole world down.
We said,
go, 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 Johnny. Show them what you made up, Johnny, make me proud. Johnny shut the whole world down.
Right, hello? Can you hear me, Paul? Good. What do you want me to do? You what? He wants me to play the guitar. Hang on.
Didn't we have a miserable time the day we went to Black? An horrible day, we got drunk on the way and spent our money on chips and bingo. Hour after hour we spent in a bar and we drank a barrel of cider. And on the way back I was sick over Jack and the rain came down. Oh, do you recollect the Abbot we wrecked as we vandalised the seafront? Sydney the punk, he lost a chunk from his head when he nutted a parking meter. I'll never forget all the fish that we ate as we staggered round the fairground. We distributed ales from the big Ferris wheel and the rain came down. Oh, do you recall the thrill of it all as we organised a gangbang? Under the pier, a bottle of beer and an inflatable doll called Vinyl Vera. It ruptured the two at the front of the queue, and then it came to my turn. But I couldn't begin, cos the tide had come in and the rain came down. Oh, Eric and Sid, they bet us a quid they could climb the Black Full Tower. Newcastle Brown made Eric fall down. We carried him into a Wimpy bar. Sydney threw up right into his cup and we had to call the waiter. Then Eric was ill right all over his bill and the rain came down. Oh, Eric and me, we wanted a pee. So we climbed up on the bandstand. We recycled booze all over our shoes and quite a lot over the band as well. We jumped into our car but we didn't get far, cos a policeman waved us down. We must have been out of our brain, cos we came down by train. The rain came down. Didn't we have a miserable time the day we went to Black. All an horrible day, we got drunk on the way and spent our money in magistrates' fines. We stood in the dock till at least 3 o'clock and the jury found us guilty. We were fined 2 and 6 cause the judge was all pissed and the rain came down and the rain came down, yeah.
You are listening to Paul Atkinson on Maryland Alternative Radio.
Oh, now you listen here, he's not the bazaar, he's a very naughty boy. Now go away!
M-A-R, Liverpool's number one.
I got a picture of your house, and you're standing by the door. It's black and white and faded, it's looking pretty worn. See the factory that it worked, silhouetted in the back. Memories are great, but man, they're really coming back. I don't need to be the king of the world, as long as I'm the hero of this little girl. How I love the way you move and the sparkle in your eyes. There's a color deep inside me like blue suburban sky. When I come home late at night and you're in bed asleep, I'll wrap my arms around you so I can feel you breathe. I don't need to be a superman. Along the boulevard, memories come rushing back and it makes it pretty hard. Well, I got nowhere left to go, no one really cares. I don't know what to do, but I'm never giving up on you.
Playing you the very best of music this Christmas night. This is Maryland Alternative Radio. That was Warrants and Heaven. And how about this classic track next from Rush? Nobody's Here. Don't forget, if you want to get a request for dedication on the air this Christmas night, just text us 07504 464 678 or email us at mar@rock.com.
I went to his parties as a straight minority. I'd never seen the threat to my masculinity. He only introduced me to a wider reality. the agony. Try to hold some faith in the goodness of humanity. As the years went by, we drifted apart. When I heard that she was gone, I felt the shadow cross my heart. But she's nobody's hero.
Do
focused on the summer and a bit of a Christmas cheese for you. And this time, I know it's for real on Merseyland Alternative Radio. Well, it's about this time of the day that you're looking around. You've drunk as much Baileys as you can stomach. I mean, that's it. And you really could do with finding an open off license.
Won't you listen up? I'm in trouble. I feel my head is in a bubble. I'm being driven mad to the point of despair. You see, my mind, it has been pondering. I'll confess, my hands have been wandering. I'm a married man that's having an affair. But it really wasn't planned, that's my defence. It was just another night down the off licence. But then I saw her there behind the counter. I saw her buy me Pringles and me four cans of Stouter. I gave her a tenner, I were caught off guard. She were like Angelina Jolie in a tabard. Right then I knew I had to choose between the missus and the girl from Bargain Blues. She gives me hope, she gives me dreams. She gives me free Harvey's Bristol creams. She's amazing, she's so fine. She's doing gorgeous gin at $10.99. And she whispers and calls me darling as we're all around the cans of Carlin. She's got me on my knees as we kiss by the bodies and intently. The girl from Barking Boots. I know that this affair, it could cost us, but still, I get cheap Fosters. It's a secret love that cannot be surpassed. Yes, it's cheating, but could you blame us? 'Cause I get free Magnus and Gamers. But she says that's only where stuff's nailed. And I've got to be careful, 'cause the wife suspects. She says,
what are you doing with all those Grolsch and bottles of bet?
It's an offer I couldn't refuse. All the freebies from the girl from Bargain Blues.
She gives me hope, she gives me dreams. She gives me free Harvey's Bristol creams. She's amazing, she's so fine. She's doing gorgeous gin at $10.99. She whispers and calls me darling as we roll around the cans of Carlin. And she's got me on my knees as we kiss by the bodies and Tedleys. Oh, she's got me all confused. I love her, the girl from Barking Boots.
Guitar solo. Oh no. Open it. Oh, no, forget it.
She gives me hope, she gives me dreams. She gives me free Harvey's Bristol creams. She's amazing, she's so fine. She's doing gorgeous gin at $10.99. And she whispers and calls me darling as we roll around the cans of Carlin. And she's got the girl from Bargain
Blues. Oh, Spence after that. Emotional.
Thought we might have a bite. We decided we would try the local Taj Mahal. Put the waiter to the test. Ali Bong did his best. Shook his head when he meant yes. Well, bless his tucker dog. Puppet Dums, we had a lot. Ooh, the lime pickles hot. Need a pint of lager to wash it all down. The starter course was very nice. Tandoori prawns, a lemon slice. Another pint of lager to wash it all down. Time to have the proper dish. Some had meat, some had fish. It looked all the same to me. I knew not whose was who. Chicken Bombay, lamb madras, a curry prawn, rogan gosht. All I knew that somewhere was my chicken vindaloo.
he said, enjoy your meal, mind your lip doesn't peel. Why was all my buddies acting strange and so polite? They all had their eyes on me, then it all dawned on me. They were waiting patiently for me to have a bite. This all started out as fun till I burnt me blooming tongue. Need a pint of lager to wash it all down. I was shedding many tears, flames were shooting out my ears. One more pint of lager to wash it all down. Alley bomb was going spare, puppet dogs were everywhere. Every inch of tablecloth was full of curry stains. Bindi bargy going waste, no one dare have a taste. Add a spoon of Bombay duck, now I've got stomach pain. Ever had your mouth on fire, it's a taste you would cry. I've a friend who has a chicken mattress every day. When I have my guard fork night, I don't need a flame to light. He can strike my bonfire from 100 yards away. I have got a blistered lip, I won't leave a penny tip. Need a pint of lager to cool it all down. Pillow rises everywhere out my nose in the air. One more pint of lager and I'm sure to fall down. Think I need to find the loo, pray for me, there's no cue. Tell me not to order chicken vindaloo again. There is thunder in the air, next one in, please beware. It's the first time in my life I've never had to stray. Oh, it's no wonder all the Pakistanis are so thin. If you get a takeaway, I'll stick it in the bin. Thank God for Stilton cheeses.
Well, we've had the off license, we've had the cheap bottles of Grolsch, we then had the curry, we've also had the Christmas dinner, which left us needing Gaviscon. I think this is going to be in great demand tonight.
Thank you very much, and good evening. Do you ever stop to analyse what people actually say? I say this because I was driving down the M1 on Monday, and I was giving a lift to an auntie of mine, and a Porsche passed us by doing something like 140 mile an hour. My auntie went, he won't get there any quicker. Yes, he will. We're doing 70 mile an hour. He's going to get there, like, in half the time we'll take. People do say the funniest things. I mean, come winter, guaranteed, someone will always say, it's too cold to snow. What are they on about? I mean, in the Antarctic, it's 40 degrees below, and there's tons of the stuff. Then there's the classic. You'll have someone's eye out with that. No matter what you're carrying, a paper bag, a stepladder, you'll have someone's eye out with that. How can you possibly extract an eyeball with a stepladder? Can anybody? Of course, illness produces a fund of these inane statements. She's been under the doctor for a week. He went to the hospital with his leg. He's in bed with his ear. I don't know. Almost as bad are those did you know bits of information. You know, when people say, did you know? It's always at dinner parties. Did you know? The latest one doing the rounds is, did you know goldfish have a memory of only 7 seconds? How anyone knows this and how they can find out is beyond me. It's never been explained, but apparently goldfish have a memory of only 7 seconds. Look at that castle. Oh, yeah. What's a castle? I don't know. Why'd you ask? Ask what? Who are you anyway? I don't know. Hey, look at that castle. Here's an interesting did you know. There's a tribe in Africa, and I've checked this out, so I know it's true. There's a tribe in Africa that only have 3 numbers in their language. And they are Ok, Far, and Rup. It's perfectly true. Ok is 1, Far is 2, and Rup is every other number. Every other number is Rup. This is true. You're looking at me going, no, he's tough. I mean, how do they cope? Like, how old are you? Rup. What time is it? 4:15, Rup. Everything changes when you run out of numbers. I mean, listening to records, you know, Ok, Far, Rup o'clock, Rup o'clock. What about movies? What film's on the telly tonight? Rup, A Space Odyssey. People come out with the most ridiculous things. I mean, ask a mountain climber why he climbs a mountain, and he'll say, because it's there. What sort of answer is that? I mean, an elephant's bum is there. You don't go climbing up, is there? And mountain climbers are responsible for the only time they say bloody on the BBC News. It's always midwinter, and they just rescued some halfwit who's tried to climb Ben Nevis in his plimsolls and a bobble hat. The rescue leader says to the reporter, "It was a bloody idiot. He was wearing the wrong bloody clothes. He didn't have a bloody map and no bloody Kendall bloody mint cake." Why people have to do dangerous sports, I don't know. I mean, take hang gliding. I mean, you've got to be a bit vacant, haven't you? I mean, this is where you throw yourself off booty head attached to a frame tent. Or potholers. Potholers are usually geography teachers in beards and orange cagoules, and they delight in going down dark, dank holes and spending the entire school holidays 300 foot under Derbyshire. They emerge 4 weeks later with skin the colour of Tippex. No backbone, and their eyes have completely healed off. And you ask them why they do it, and they go, because we're not all there. Anything to do with water, you should be very wary of. Have you tried swimming in the sea these days? I mean, you've got every chance of being decapitated by a surfer, garrotted by a water ski, or cut to ribbons by a jet ski. Frightening, frightening. I know why the water's polluted. And who'd be a scuba diver in that lot? Sub-aqua, you've got to be subnormal to do that. Sharks must view scuba divers like we do Dairy-Lee cheese. You're dying to eat what's inside, but can you get the damn wrapper? Looking for a safe sport, I went to one of those all-purpose gyms, you know, with all that specialised workout equipment. But it's not safe. It is not safe. I mean, you have every chance of dying of embarrassment in these places. When you first get that, I went to one of these, and they gave me one of these vests that they have, right? And I put it on, and my whole body went through the neck. Anyway, Arnold Schwarzenegger must have owned this thing. And the straps wouldn't fit on my shoulders, you know, because I had to hold it out here. So I thought, while I'm here, I might as well give it a go, you know. So I got all this piece of equipment. I went, it's no use, I couldn't open the door.
M-A-R, Mercyland, Alternative Radio.
Now.
You're so fine, I want you, mine, you're so delicious. I think about you all the time, you're so addictive. Don't you know what I can do to make you feel alright? Don't pretend I think you know I'm damn precious. And hell yeah, I'm the motherfucking princess. I can tell you like me too, and you know I'm right. She's like, so whatever, you can do so much better. We should get together now. Yeah.
rather good, that, isn't it? Avril Lavigne and Girlfriend on Merseyland Alternative Radio. And don't forget, if you want to request this Christmas night, just text us 07504 464 678 or email us at mar@rock.com. And thanks very much for inviting us into your home at this time of year. We know it's very sort of private and personal time, so thanks very much for sharing your Christmas with Merseyland Alternative Radio. How about this for a classic track now this Christmas night? This is Thunder and Love Walked In. And what time is it now? Oh, we are up. We're at 9:30 already. Oh, yes, and there's that granny snoring in the corner right here, yes.
Sent down to my line. I thought
23 minutes to 10 o'clock on this Christmas night. So you've had a great day today. This is MAR, and this is the Red Hoodie 3 to 10 o'clock. You've still got some energy if you're on the Vodka Red Bull, maybe, and you fancy staying up late on Christmas night. Mr. Roger D's with you at 10 o'clock. He'll be taking you through to the wee small hours of Boxing Day with the very best of music. And also, you can get your requests for dedication on the air by just texting 07504 464 678 or emailing mar@rock.com. Now, that Thunder track was a great track from the 90s. How about another one by James here on MAR?
Paul Atkinson on Mezzyland Alternative Radio.
He loves Christmas, that is the truth. He'll be back on TV stations and the Christmas compilations, his record sales will go through the roof.
It's Christmas time, it's Christmas time, it's Christmas time, it's Christmas time.
He sits round the fire toasting Christmas marshmallows. He's only Aunt Marvin and the rest of the shadows. But now he sings songs of Christmas, just do your research. He gets Christmas number ones, 'cause he goes to church.
Hey Bert, do you go to church?
Oh. Well, occasionally on, you know, if I'm, if there's a wedding or something, on a bar mitzvah, or is that the right place? Now it's time to give thanks for Cliff Richard. He loves wine, but he never drinks beer. He doesn't cause fusses, he's driven double-decker buses. But what does he do with the other 50 weeks of the
it's
year? Well, charity's all very well and good, but it's not a job.
Hey, Bernard, did you know I make wine?
You make your own wine? What, like a shed?
No, it's a vineyard.
What? Why have you never had a moustache?
Do you like tennis, Bernard?
Oh. I'm not a big tennis fan. I don't do sport at all, really. Olympic drinking. Cliff, will you live forever? Cliff, be honest with you, I've never heard any songs.
We'll have to play that for our closest Cliff Richard fan here on the station. That will be our very own Jackie Frost.
I'm getting to that age when I'm starting to worry, you know, because my last birthday was one of those sort of milestone-ish birthdays. One of those things you don't actually admit to, but it's there. I mean, without putting too fine a point on it, I'm into 40-something. Ish. And it's a very difficult age, 40, because, I mean, you get all the books about being teenagers and babies and old age, but no one ever caters for, the 40-year-old. And it's very difficult, you know? Because, you don't think you're ever going to be 40, for a start. I mean, when you're 18, you think everybody over 40, plays dominoes and smells of Vic. And you think, I am never going to get old. Oh, no, I am going to stay young. But the onset of time takes over. Things happen to you that you have no control over whatsoever. Right? Because, for instance, somewhere in your early 40s, you lose your dress sense. Someone comes in the middle of the night and nicks your dress sense. You do things you have never, ever done before. Right? I mean, for instance, you'll be walking down the high street, and just momentarily, you'll pause outside of Dun & Co. And you're thinking, nice Cardi. And you start wearing slippers. When you're 40, you start wearing slippers. Not ordinary slippers. Oh, no. But those tartan zip-up booty ones. With the bubble on each toe. And the thing is, you forget to take them off. They're so comfortable. You go walking around Harrods in your noddy slippers. People are going, what the hell is he wearing? What's up with him? Oh, he's 40. It's a very, very difficult age. You look forward to things coming through the post, like the K's catalogue. Not that you ever buy anything from it. I mean, you just look at all the models in the underwear, you know? And when you're 40, yes, I've just remembered it. When you're 40, have you ever seen 40-year-olds dance? We haven't the faintest idea what we are on about. I mean, when you're 40, somehow you always dance with your thumbs in the air. You think you're so cool, you know? You look like a crab with mad cows, do you? And you just think, oh, please, God, let me grow old gracefully. Because, I mean, there are people who don't. I mean, there are people who refuse to admit that they're old. I mean, look at the Rolling Stones. I mean, typical. What a geriatric caseload they are. And they're on tour again, being rebellious at their age. I can't get no Sinatogen.
this reputation out of going into hotels and tidying the rooms up. It's a difficult age. Not only is it a difficult age, you start to think, actually, you start to think, how much time have I got left? And it's a pretty sobering thought, because, I mean, if you take the average lifespan being, say, 70 years and 10, I've got about, give or take a little bit, about 25 years to go. Okay? And when you work that out, that's actually 9,000 days. I have got 9,000 days left to live. It doesn't sound a lot, does it? I mean, all those things you want to do, and you've only got 9,000 days to do them. But you haven't, you see, because when you start working it out, I mean, for a start, you've got to sleep. Right? We spend a third of our lives sleeping. That's 3,000 days out the window straight away. So you're down to 6,000. And then I started to think about it, got a little bit paranoid, and I thought, well, what else has got to go? And then I thought of all the time we waste. I mean, masses of, I mean, Sundays. Sundays are a complete waste of bloody time. I mean, you don't do anything on a Sundays. What do you do on a Sunday? You get up, you know, you get down to the boozer, have 5 pints, come home, fall asleep. That's it, isn't it? I mean, the highlight of Sunday is 6:30 at night, and you've got to guess the colour of Harry Seacombe's anoraks. And there's 1,200 of them. Good grief. So 4,800 left, and then what? Then what? Then you've got to drive, right? You've got to drive. I worked it out. On average, you spend 3 hours a day at the wheel. 4 hours if you live in damn London. Right? That's 3 years behind the wheel. 3 solid years behind the wheel. That's 150 hedgehogs. And all the other things. Car keys. Can you ever find your car keys? Where the hell do car keys go? Every single day you look for your car keys. I'm going to spend 31 days looking for my car keys. That's where Lord Lucan is. He tied himself to a Peugeot key fob. That's what... Where do they go? My dog eats my car keys. That is the conclusion I came to. My dog eats my car keys. My dog, Rover, eats my car keys. Well, he doesn't think his name's Rover. He thinks his name's Get Off the Bleeding Couch. It's either the dog or it's my eldest daughter's boyfriend. It's this snotty-nosed glue sniffer from Wolverhampton. Pain in the neck he is, eh? He keeps laughing at me slippers. I'll put one on him one day. And then washing, brushing your teeth, all those things. I mean, they add up. They add up. You can't believe it. And bodily functions. I mean, you've got to go to the lavatory, haven't you? I mean, well, you have. And I mean, without getting too crude about it, I worked it out. Like, that's 6 times a day on average, about 2 minutes a time. I thought, good God, I'm going to spend 3 months on the bath. 3 months on the bath? It'd be like living in a Barrett's home. So I got it down to 2,500 days. And then I thought, work? Of course you got to go to work. Nobody really rates work, do they? Like five days a week, 8 hours a day. That's 2,986 days. I thought, grief above, I've got 14 days left to live. And sex, I forgot sex. Well, you've got to have sex, haven't you? I mean, what's that? I mean, I don't know. I mean, if you get it down to the basics, you know, you know, forget all that snogging and taking your shoes off. I mean, what are you down to? What, I don't know, 12 seconds a week? All right, forget the foreplay. 9. 9 seconds a week for 25 years, that's 24 hours of solid orgasm. Boy, what a day that's going to be. I should wake up next morning looking like Keith Richards. God's got a sense of humour, hasn't he? I mean, look at his ratios. One day of full carnal knowledge and 3 months on the bar. I've got 13 days left to live. No, I haven't. I forgot cash points. My God, the time is spent. Hey, do you want a mortgage? No. Do you want a national insurance policy? No. Do you want a timeshare? No. Do you want a pension? No. Do you want cash? Yes. Position closed. I worked it out. I'm going to spend 18 days at cash points, and I've only got 13 days left to live. I thought, last Saturday I died.
The number you have reached is...
M-A-R.
The Rev can certainly relate to some of the things in that, I'm sure we all can. Last track time from the Rev now, and you got Mr. Roger D at 10 o'clock taking you through to, well, Boxing Day. This is Kiss, and God Gave Rock and Roll to you on Merseyland Alternative Radio 105 and 105.1. and live on that new smartphone or tablet that Sir Santa brought you at TuneIn Radio, and all around the world at mar.me.uk and more places than the Stalker. This is MAR. boys and girls, that's it for Christmas Day 2013. Well, I hope you've had a wonderful Christmas, and thanks very much for sharing the last hour and a half of the Rev. So what we're going to do, well, if you're fighting to stay awake, I'll say goodnight now, and I'll see you on Boxing Day. If you're staying up, stay tuned to MIR, because Mr. Roger D is in the back of the studio. He's got his Christmas dinner, he's OD'd on mince pies, and he's ready to give you another amazing show here, kicking off in around about 2 minutes' time. Yes, he's going to take you through to the wee small hours of Boxing Day, indeed. What is Boxing Day all about? I don't know. Kind of like that buffer zone, isn't it, for the hangover before you have to get back to school. Shocking, anyway. But thanks very much for sharing your Christmas night with the Rev. Anyway, I hope we've brought a bit of entertainment to one of the most boring nights of the year. And hope you've had a great day, and Santa didn't make too much of a mess when he emptied his sack all over your living room floor. Yes, I don't know. We really should have some kind of health warning on that guy, shouldn't we? Anyway, that's it. Thanks very much for listening, anyway, and stay tuned to MIR. Don't forget we're here right across the Christmas and New Year period, and the Rev's back with you tomorrow. If you want to know what time all the shows are on, or all the up-to-date information is on our wonderful website at mar.me.uk. And you can also listen to our wonderful web streams there, but also importantly, check out the schedule. See when you can catch the Rev or avoid the Rev, whichever you prefer. And also you can always make sure which time to avoid PJ as well, so there you go. Anyway, I'm going to shut up, I'm going to get out the seat, let Mr. Roger D set up. He's got around about 90 seconds left to do it, so he better be quick, and I'll catch you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Mr. D's next. Ta-ta.